It has been a day of political drama in Britain as politicians there try to form a new government after last week's inconclusive election. At first, it seemed the Conservatives, the party that won the most seats in Parliament, would reach some sort of agreement with the centrist Liberal Democrats. But this afternoon, Prime Minister Gordon Brown strode out of No. 10 Downing Street and, with news helicopters flying overhead, announced that his Labour Party was now negotiating with the Liberal Democrats. And on top of that, Brown said that he would step down as Prime Minister and as Labour leader.
If it becomes clear that the national interest, which is stable and principled government, can be best served by forming a coalition between the Labour Party and the Liberal Democrats, then I believe I should discharge that duty to form that government, which would, in my view, command a majority in the House of Commons. But I have no desire to stay in my position longer than is needed.
Well, for more on what Brown's departure means, we are joined by NPR's Rob Gifford in London. And Rob, why is Gordon Brown stepping down as Prime Minister and as leader of the Labour Party?
Well, put simply, Robert, it's because he lost the election. As you said, he lost about 100 seats to David Cameron's Conservative Party. The Conservatives got most votes, although they didn't get the majority. The crucial thing here, though, is the timing. It was expected that he would step down having lost, but when a government had probably been formed between the Conservatives and the Liberal Democrats, as was expected. By stepping down now, actually, he's made an audacious bid by falling on his sword, if you like, personally, sacrificing himself to bring the Labour Party back in the game. Nick Clegg, the leader of the Liberal Democrats, said he would not want to do a deal with the Labour Party while Gordon Brown was in power. So by stepping aside, Gordon Brown has opened up the possibility of a Labour deal with the Liberal Democrats.
Because he's saying somebody else, not I, will be in charge in that case.
Exactly. He would stay in as a caretaker, and in the British system, which is of course different, it's not a presidential system, it would be the new leader of the Labour Party who would then do the deal with the Liberal Democrats.
This must have been a bombshell to the Conservative Party and to Mr. Cameron, and I thought we'd be packing the bags already to move into No. 10.
Absolutely, and measuring up for the drapes. I think that has been the feeling over the last 3 days or so, and they, I think, in private are furious. What they've done is come straight back this evening, within hours of Gordon Brown's announcement. They have come back with, if you like, a final offer to the Liberal Democrats. Nick Clegg's most cherished aim is to have a referendum, or actually more than that, move towards voting reform, some kind of proportional representation. And the Conservatives have said, OK, Nick Clegg, we want you to join us. We will give you a referendum. We'll ask the British people to vote on whether we should go to a form of proportional representation.
So despite coming in a very poor third in the election, the Liberal Democrats now seem to be calling the shots or running the auction, as it may be.
Absolutely. The word auction is being used a lot. He's being courted on all sides. In fact, the newspapers here are describing him in all sorts of literary terms. He's being described as a Jane Austen heroine being wooed by two suitors. Wuthering Heights has come up. Is he going to go for the Heathcliff, who is Gordon Brown, or is he going to go for the more boring but solid Edgar Linton?
We'll stay tuned. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Robert.
It's NPR's Rob Gifford in London.